The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you on this Wednesday, April 21st. The 2021 NFL Draft is rapidly approaching. And joining me for an interview today is Florida State defensive lineman Janaris Robinson, who finished his four-year college career with 105 total tackles, 55 solo, 20.5 for loss, 8 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 3 pass defenses. How you doing today, man?
I feel pretty good. Pretty excited. You know, the draft is about 8 days away, so, you know, just getting mentally locked in and ready for, you know, this next chapter in my life.
Absolutely. I can imagine, you know, the excitement that you're feeling along with all the other draft prospects. But first, before I proceed on with your football career, I like to get to your football roots and see when you started playing the game. So at what age did you start playing football?
I got introduced to football at a very young age, at about 5 or 6 years old. You know, close friend of the family in Panama City, Florida, where I grew up at, actually ran the Little League football program. And, you know, he introduced me to football at a young age, and I've been playing it, you know, ever since. And, you know, I've enjoyed it, you know, every step of the way and everything that's came with it.
You were considered a top 10 defensive end prospect nationally and were a USA Today first team All-State pick as a senior. You played at Bay High School. Take us back to signing day and why you ultimately chose to play for the Seminoles.
Gotcha. So growing up in Panama City, Florida, where, you know, it's close to Tallahassee, Doak Campbell Stadium. You know, I grew up watching Florida State on Saturdays and, you know, wanting to be playing in Doak Campbell. And some Burt Reed from my high school, Bay High, went to Florida State as well. And, you know, just growing up, wanting to be a part of Florida State University and, you know, going through high school and getting multiple offers to different schools. And just looking back and, you know, praying for the opportunity to go to Doak Campbell and Florida State, and just having that opportunity in my face, you know, I decided to take it and, you know, said, why not? It's something that I, you know, always prayed for as a little kid. And, you know, the opportunity was right there in front of my face.
Well, Florida State is one of the most iconic college football programs in the nation. It's got a rich history of tradition and winning. How would you describe your time in Tallahassee and the impact it had on you?
My time in Tallahassee was great. You know, I had, you know, my ups and downs, went through some adversity on and off the field at Florida State with, you know, losing my house back in 2018, Hurricane Michael, to, you know, from going to different coaching staffs, to, you know, different defensive coordinators. But like I said, it just was some adversity on and off the field. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, fortunately, that made me the man I am today, you know, just going through the adversity and showing me, you know, how to push forward and how to continue to be on that climb every day to achieve greatness and achieve my goals.
Well, you did redshirt your first year, but from that point, you increased your production each season, with 2019 being a true breakout year. What factors played into your gradual improvement on campus?
Just coming in young, redshirting, and then, you know, being under some great guys in the defensive end room and in the defensive room in general. Like, you know, for position, in my position room, it was you know, Josh Sweat, DeMarcus Walker, you know, Brian Burns, those guys, just coming up under them and, you know, just being a sponge and taking in everything that I possibly could from those guys, to where, you know, when the opportunity presented itself with me stepping up into that starting position, and I was ready for the challenge and the task at hand. And, you know, like I said, just taking in everything that I could from, you know, those guys that, you know, I was around, and, you know, just trying to go out there and improve and put my best foot forward every day.
2020 was quite the interesting year because of COVID, you know, the uncertainty. As each week came, you weren't sure if you were going to be playing a game or not. Regardless, you started all 9 games and recorded 26 tackles, 7 for loss, 3 sacks, 5 quarterback hurries, 2 pass breakups, and 1 block kick. You also led the team in sacks and quarterback hurries and were 2nd in tackles for loss. Janaris, why do you believe this season solidified your case as an NFL-ready prospect?
Just taking advantage of every opportunity you have in front of your face with, like, this odd year. It was a pretty odd year for everybody. But just taking advantage of the opportunity and, you know, understanding the situation that you're in and, you know, just coming out there putting your best foot forward every day and, you know, just showing that you can fight through adversity. You know, some days, some games that we didn't even know if we was having a, you know, a game later on that day. And some games got canceled right at pregame meal. So, like I said, just, you know, taking advantage of, you know, the opportunity and putting your best foot forward in the situation that you're currently in with this odd year that, you know, just that we just had and, you know, just going out there putting all you got and leaving it out on the field and let everything else, you know, take care of itself.
You have been an anchor for that Florida State defensive line, Janaris. I mean, a staple. And you also wreck some havoc as well. 20 and a half tackles for loss throughout your college career. And you've been one of the top run stoppers as well. So are you confident that you can also be an effective run stuffer in the NFL?
I feel like I can be that effective run stopper in every down defensive end in general. You know, there's not too many people blessed with the ability that I have, the size, the strength, the ability, the length. And, you know, I feel like I can be that every down defensive end that can, you know, play against the run, play against the pass, and also.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drop into coverage, you know, when needed.
All right, so why don't you go ahead and tell us some traits about your playing style that make you stand out from other draft-eligible prospects?
I have the ability to be versatile, you know, be a versatile 3-4 defensive end or, you know, 4-3 defensive end or 3-4 outside linebacker in a defense. That versatility I was talking about with, you know, the size, the strength, the length, the ability, and also the speed. You know, God bless me with these abilities and, you know, not too many people out here, you know, in this draft class, defensive end wise, you know, has that versatility and ability that I have. And I feel like, you know, everybody can't bring what I have to the table. And, you know, that's something that I feel like makes me very special.
Let's talk about leadership, Janaris. What type of leader are you both on and off the field?
You know, I'm that leader that, you know, that's going to, you know, lead by example, you know, and show the guys, you know, what to do and what not to do. And, you know, I'm that type that's a vocal leader that can also, you know, come to the side and, you know, pull people to the side and, you know, tell them what they need to improve on or, you know, just give encouragement, you know, and be someone that somebody can lean on if they need encouragement or, you know, lean on them in a time of need. And off the field, you know, I'm that leader in my community back home in Panama City, Florida. After Hurricane Michael, I came up with a nonprofit organization called Win Within. And, you know, I just did that just to, you know, just to show people, you know, how that inner side, that win within, that, you know, win, that burn inside that you can win for yourself. And, you know, just to give back to my community and pour back into a place that, you know, poured into me growing up and, you know, just to be that motivation for little kids in my city.
One cool thing that you're able to do this pre-draft process, Janaris, is the 2021 Senior Bowl. You were a member of the American team led by Panthers head coach Matt Rhule and his staff. How did you enjoy that process?
I enjoyed that process. Growing up as a kid, you know, I used to roster Reese's Senior Bowl and, you know, wanted to be a part of that, you know, that great game. And, you know, I got the opportunity in January to go down there to Mobile, Alabama, and, you know, compete with some of the best prospects in the country. And I couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity just to get up there and compete and, you know, be around NFL coaching staffs and, you know, get that coaching and just to compete and learn from others out there. And, you know, unfortunately, with this odd year, that was a blessing because the combine was this year was canceled. So, and to get in front of all 32 teams down there, get a little conversation, get an introduction, and, you know, just go out there and put my best foot forward and show scouts, you know, what I had. That was a great thing that I had going, and I can't be more thankful for the opportunity, and I enjoyed that process.
How did you handle the NFL style of practice in preparation? Was that something that you kind of grew accustomed to pretty quickly?
Of course. Like I said, it's just about adjusting to the situation that you got and being, you know, flexible and adjusting on spot to whatever situation you was in. And, you know, it was a nice to go out there and get an introduction and, you know, what this next chapter in my football life will hold.
Well, let's talk about your outstanding Florida State Pro Day, Janaris. You measured in at 6'5", 263 pounds, and you absolutely floored your 40-yard dash, 4.72, 34-inch vertical jump, 10'1" broad jump. You also put up 25 reps on the bench. What were you hoping to prove with that performance?
Just go out there and, you know, put my best foot forward and show the scouts, you know, my athleticism and also my speed and strength. You know, I feel like I went out there and put up some good numbers. Could have put up some better numbers. I pre-tested at some higher numbers, but, you know, just blessed with the numbers that I did go out there and put up. And, you know, just enjoying the process. And like I said, just going out there and just putting up, you know, my best numbers is showing scouts and everybody that, you know, I do have athleticism and, you know, can do whatever they need me to do.
We're going to keep it on the topic of the pre-draft process. Janaris, we know that it has been different from other years, obviously, because COVID-19, everything's been virtual, Zooms, phone calls. I'm sure you've been having discussions with NFL teams. So how have you taken in this entire pre-draft process, and what have you learned from it?
Just taking it in and understanding I'm blessed with this opportunity. Not too many guys, you know, get this chance of, you know, going through this pre-draft process. So just being grateful and thankful that I'm in this process and taking advantage of every, you know, opportunity I have to talk with these teams and, you know, get on these Zoom meetings. And it's like I said, just it's all about just taking advantage of the opportunity and understanding that you're blessed to be in this situation.
And lastly, before we wrap up the interview, Janaris, we know the NFL draft 8 days away, will be a week out tomorrow. Do you have any plans for draft weekend?
For draft weekend, it's just going to be just mostly me and my family just getting together and, you know, enjoying the time that I have with them before the draft, before it's time to get ready to work. And, you know, just enjoying the process and you know, going to have fun with, you know, something that I've been working hard all my life, you know, putting hard work and dedication into. And this is something that I work for, so just going to enjoy it with the family.
Well, again, Janaris, it was a pleasure getting you on the podcast for an interview, man. You had an outstanding career there at Florida State. I certainly wish you the best as you continue your preparations for the upcoming NFL draft. And for whichever team gives you that opportunity, I'm sure you will make it pay off to no end. So keep up the great work.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate you having me on today.
All right, man. Take care and God bless.
All right.